Virgin.
Broadcasting from the iconic 299 Queen Street West.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages,
please welcome
Virgin Mornings.
Love the mornings.
With Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
Very fun, isn't it?
Okay, let's go.
Good morning. What a wild forecast. 27 degrees, and it's like 6 full degrees cooler than it was yesterday.
It feels so good.
Jax got her air conditioning fixed just on time because not only was it like 33, 34 yesterday, but it's 27 today, 29 Friday, 31 Saturday, and 30 on Sunday.
Woo!
So it's going to be hot for Pride.
Yeah, baby.
The parade is what day, Jax?
It's on Sunday at 2 p.m.
And just in time for the parade, there is rain in the forecast, but it's in the morning.
Yes,
there's always rain on Pride Parade Day. There's always rain.
Can't have it all, the gays.
But you know what? It's our first one since 2019. My God, it's going to be
so
magnificent.
Excited. Yes.
Love it. So let's check in with everybody. TJ, what's on your mind today?
Yesterday, a million degrees. It was one of those weird hots, too, where you go outside and you start sweating in unfamiliar spots. Like, guys, I was sweating behind my knees and where the front part of my elbow. You know the part that creases for your forearm?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
And that was new.
You feel like you can wring your arm out.
Yeah.
Jax, what's up with you?
Well, going back to Pride Sunday, I just want to give a little shout out once again. Myself and Shannon Burns from our midday show are going to be hosting a huge Pride party from 12 until 6. And the closer we get, the more tricks we have up our sleeve. And that's all I'm going to say. So you can listen live to that.
Nice.
And I may have forced our music department to put Cher.
Oh,
into
good.
The playlist. So it's
like good. I don't know how you did that.
Yeah,
they're pretty stingy with that stuff.
It's gonna be good.
Producer Leah, what's up with you?
So yesterday I crashed my dad's hang with friends.
Yeah.
And I ended up getting free surf and turf and cocktails.
Oh.
So
yeah,
my
girl.
Suggestion is crash your parents' hangs
if
you can, and you'll win in the end.
Hey.
I love that a lot.
I love that a lot.
Okay, so listen, Jax, sometimes Jax does things and I get to vicariously live through her.
Mm.
And I think the rest of the show does too a little bit. So what Jax is doing tonight, because Jax is off tomorrow.
That's right.
It's Pride, baby.
Yeah.
Jax is off tomorrow, but you got to find out what party she's going to tonight. This is crazy.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
You know, the party is not over, Ed Sheeran. The party is just beginning. It is Thursday, and it's the Thursday before Pride weekend. I mean, I know it's Pride month, so every weekend is Pride weekend, but of all the Pride weekends, this is the Pride weekendiest.
That's right.
Does that make sense?
That's right.
Now, the parties this weekend are going to be great. It's going to be a celebration of being who you are. And Jax is taking tomorrow off, and rightfully so. You got lots going on this weekend, too. On Sunday, you got the whole big show with Shannon Burns on Virgin Radio.
That's right.
But we need to talk about what you are doing tonight with your night off. Because TJ and producer Leah and I were like, you're kidding me, right? This is a real thing?
Yeah.
Tell us.
Okay, so I am going to a Dolly Parton themed dance party at Buddies in Bad Times in the Village.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's called Steers and Queers. It's been going on for 15 years. This is apparently like a huge, huge party. So it's going to be Dolly Parton themed. I'm just looking up the proper dress code here. It's rhinestone realness and country couture.
What does that mean?
Country couture.
So like I bought a Canadian attire cowboy hat yesterday. I've got cowboy boots. I'm going to wear like a little bandana. Mm-hmm. I've got my denim ready to go. So I'm like ready to party. Also, my favorite part is that there's going to be music all night, obviously, but there's a cover band playing, a Shania Twain cover band, and they're called Shania Twink.
That's incredible.
I've seen some of the pictures of this party, and it's like absolutely wild, and some of the
line
best
dancing?
Atmosphere. I don't know.
Do you know how to line dance?
No, but I'd love to find out. I'm so excited.
You could learn.
Yeah, it's not hard.
YouTube videos.
You actually, I think it'd be good at, because TJ, you learned to line dance, right?
No, but I did live in Alberta, which is basically the same thing.
Okay.
In Alberta, they teach you how to line dance from the time you're in like grade 2.
Yeah, in Alberta,
I'm
I learned
excited.
To line dance.
Really?
Yeah. It's like, I know it looks really kind of silly if you've never done it, but it is a riot.
Yeah.
It's so much fun. So, I hope there's some line dancing tonight.
It
you can get into it?
I've seen some of the photos in the past few years, and it looks absolutely nuts. And the people who throw this are just sweethearts. So, I can't wait to see what
Amazing.
Happens.
Yeah.
What
incredible.
Is the over-under on the amount of assless chaps you think you're going to see?
Oh, I hope it's all assless. I hope everything's assless.
Are you wearing yours?
I'll leave that to your imagination.
Ooh.
Better see some game.
Picks on the gram, baby.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Hey, so we've got this survey about the worst things about being outside in the summer. And surprise, surprise, TJ brought it to the show.
Yep. I wrote it.
You conducted the survey yourself.
Yeah. And
don't you just hate when?
I asked one person and it was me.
So tell us about this survey, TJ. Like, for instance, new poll claiming that half of Americans, this is an American survey, prefer to have fun indoors during the summer. TJ, you would be among them, right?
Yeah.
As a North American.
Absolutely.
It also, they said the number one thing people hate about being outside, the feeling of being sweaty.
Yeah, no time for that. I was talking earlier about how yesterday it was hot. It was like walking outside in a really humid oven. Because you see, Jax, it's not the heat that'll get you. It's the humidity.
Yes, we get it. Yeah,
and I was getting sweat behind my kneecaps and behind my elbows.
What about dealing with bugs? How are you guys with bugs?
Horrible.
Really?
Oh, yeah. They buzz around my head and I flail.
See, I don't care.
I don't mind them. As long as it's not a bee.
Alana's not a bee.
I don't like bees. I've
noticed that if for people that didn't spend a lot of time outside of the city, like if you grew up in a city and didn't spend a lot of time, a lot of people have weird things with bugs, whereas like I spent summers not in the city a lot of the time. Yeah. So I'm used to those bugs, especially the horse flies that go around your head all day. Yeah. Doesn't bother me.
Bugs that bug me the most are on my balcony. I call it Spider Town because it's
spiders.
It's the spider's apartment. Yeah. I just live there.
God.
55% of people say it's difficult to plan outdoor activities.
Yep.
Now, one thing that you will be down for is you like to go to the park with Val.
I do like to go to the park with Val and play cards.
Play
That's
Uno.
That's the oldest thing I've ever said.
No, I like that. That's
I think
nice.
It's cute, actually. You guys are kind of adorable that way. Like, and you've got those silly chairs that Jax has been making fun of you for 2 years for, and you got to use them for something.
Okay, first of all, those chairs are the greatest investment I've ever made.
Uh-huh.
They're just so I can describe those, because the chair is great and it deserves its airtime. It picture like a blanket. But then at the back, there's a metal bar that props itself up, so you have something to lean on. I got it from Indigo a couple years ago, and if you can believe it, it was on clearance.
I'm shocked. Amazing. and 45% of people say it's hard to find something that everyone wants to do on hot summer days. And we're talking about like days like yesterday, which was... You know, the thing about yesterday is you don't realize how... you need to drink water until all of a sudden you look around and you're like, I honestly yesterday was like, I just don't feel very good. And I don't know why. And then I was like, and I drank some water. I'm like, I feel much better.
It's heavy. My cousin just moved back here from Sweden and she's originally from the East Coast. So she's not in any place used to Toronto heat. And yesterday I made her walk maybe 5 blocks and she was like, I need to go home. This is too much. This is too much.
You're also like an extreme walker. Like Jack's the type of person during the pandemic who was like booking her slot at a hiking park. Remember you had to do that to socially distance?
Yeah.
Jax would be like booking that and they're like, guys, Saturday morning I'm getting up at 6 a.m. and I'm gonna go for a walk.
Like
and we're
hike.
Like
yeah.
we're like, cool, man.
I'm going to Orangeville for a 4 hour walk.
Yeah. Sorry, but you know what? We wait like what, 10 months of the year for it to be nice out, and then it's nice out and everyone's like, oh, it's too nice out. I just like I'm gonna enjoy. I didn't wait all winter to not be outside in the summer. You
right.
know? Yeah.
And this weekend you'll be just hiking to Pride events.
Oh, hiking all over town.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Whether you like sports or not, you're aware of Michael Jordan. And you probably watched the documentary. Even Jax, who does not watch basketball, watched the doc.
The Last Dance. I loved it.
It was amazing, right?
It was
right?
fantastic.
Amazing, amazing. And you know, the thing about Michael Jordan is that he's not known for being cuddly. Not like a warm guy necessarily, but we all love him anyway.
He's an amazing basketball player, but not really the nicest guy on earth.
Right, and he owns that. He owns that. Now, I love this clip because a couple people yesterday spotted him in a parking garage. He was about to get in his Lamborghini SUV, as Michael Jordan would do.
Absolutely.
And there's a lot of air in here, but you're going to hear.
We finna see LaMelo ball. That's not LaMelo. But it's Michael Jordan! Michael Jordan! Can I get a pick?
Now you he said, can I get a pick? And Michael Jordan says, no, you can't get a pick. The camera doesn't pick it up.
And he sounds like a kid, though. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah,
like,
the guy's maybe 15.
Oh, honey.
Yeah, no, not getting a pick. Not with Michael Jordan.
The thing is there's no hesitation in Michael's voice. Like, there's no stop to consider that this person is a child. Mm-hmm. It's an immediate, no,
I mean, if anything, he has boundaries. Yeah. You know, he has clear boundaries.
Yeah. he also asked the kid, and the kid actually does this.
Yeah.
He's like, hey, put your camera down. I want to be filmed.
Yeah.
And you see the camera go down. I'm like, what other celebrity? How many times do you see celebrities like leaving a club and people have their cameras on them, like, please stop filming me, and nobody listens to them? But Michael Jordan does it, and they're like, okay.
Okay, yeah, true.
So
why is that?
It's kind of, have you guys ever heard the meme about Michael Jordan where it's F them kids? Do you know the story?
Tell the story about that.
Okay, so back in like 2016, Michael Jordan and another pro basketball player, Chris Paul, had a summer camp with kids. And there was a friendly wager that if Michael Jordan missed three shots, the entire camp got free Jordans.
Okay.
Like free shoes.
Yeah.
The bet was documented, and Michael Jordan made every single shot. He didn't miss once.
Yes.
So instead of being able to give these kids shoes by just missing, he's so competitive, he couldn't let himself lose the bet.
But did he give the kids shoes anyways?
No.
And
apparently the quote was, F them kids. Like,
okay,
he said,
wait,
apparently
no.
He said that.
That's
like, as in, like, because with Michael, the only way he's gonna respect you is if you beat him.
But I get
that's
that. Like, still get the shots. Still get the shots. You don't have to lose, but the children don't also have to lose.
No, Jax.
I don't like that.
Michael Jordan doesn't believe giving things for free. This is why, you know, I got to be honest with you. Jax, I agree with you, but I also agree with Michael.
No,
is that okay? Am I allowed to do that?
No.
That's the problem with your participation ribbon generation, Jax.
He's tough as nails.
The children.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
The Taste of Danforth got canceled. That sucks. It was supposed to be going on from August 5th through the 7th, but they posted on social media saying that the best way to ensure the long-term success of the festival is to postpone restarting until 2023. They are encouraging everyone to still come down to Greek Town and partake in the vibrant patio scene, which will be filled with live music. Super fun. Super fun place to be in the summer anyway.
Yeah,
so.
Oh,
Danforth
good.
Rules. So it's great.
Awesome. This summer's grossest treat has officially arrived, a ketchup popsicle. I guess French's has partnered with a Canadian popsicle company, and they're doing pop-ups, so to speak, all over the country.
Oh, no.
They're doing one today, actually, from 11:30 to 3 p.m. at Maple Leaf Square. They describe it as perfectly savory with a hint of salty sweetness. Jax, I feel like you would try this out of the three of us.
I'll try anything, but I won't like it.
Would it be bad? Is it just like cold ketchup? Because do you guys keep your ketchup in the fridge or in the cupboard?
No, I keep it in the fridge.
So I'm not allowed to keep it in the fridge. I have to keep it in the cupboard.
What?
But I'm a fridge guy.
Yeah,
for ketchup.
It should be in the fridge.
It should be, but you can discuss that with Natalie, as I have on many occasions.
I will.
Okay. I feel like it's not going to be a whole lot different than ketchup in the fridge,
which
isn't bad.
But the thing is, like, ketchup as a standalone isn't good. It's like,
I love ketchup.
Okay,
are you
so
kidding me?
You're licking frozen soup at that point.
I'm into it.
All right.
I like tomato soup, too.
Strange lad.
There you go.
Adam Sandler is in Toronto. Have you spotted him? I guess he's been seen all over Yorkville. He's in town shooting a movie called You Are So Not Invited to My Bat Mitzvah. which just sounds like an Adam Sandler
Amazing.
Movie. Lots of people asked him for photos, and apparently he had lots of time for everybody and stopped. And it's because Adam Sandler definitely has an aesthetic, right? Like, there's a look to Adam Sandler, and he absolutely looks like Adam Sandler. As walking around.
Old golf t-shirts and gym shorts.
Yeah, that they're down to his
stubble.
Ankles.
Yeah.
But apparently a super nice guy. And that's what's trending. I'm TJ.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
The Gay Games for Lady Gaga tickets are coming up. And all you have to do to win these Lady Gaga tickets is pick somebody.
That's right.
Is it TJ or is it Adam Wilde?
Who's the better ally?
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
Wow.
Who has more LGBTQ plus culture knowledge? Who's watch more films, listen to more music?
Yeah, so it's a better ally.
Yeah, it's just
a lot of pressure.
It's just about who's been on the internet more.
Yeah.
That's what I would say.
Well, so Jax has got that coming up at 7:30. Select your choice, 999-999. And by the way, TJ won the first 2 days.
Yep.
I won yesterday. So we're somewhat even. Yeah.
You were handed a victory yesterday. Jax is asking you a music question from the 80s.
From the 80s. I got the 80s one.
You could have known that one.
Yeah,
you
I could have.
You should have known that one.
Should have known it was Culture Club, not Adventure Club. now, Jax specifically wants to talk about this.
Yeah.
You bring it up because I'm feeling weird about this.
Okay, so I don't know where I stand on this because I made fun of you for so long, but Adam Wilde got a hot new truck.
Yeah, this is like a legit truck.
We've been doing the show for over 3 years now, and I have had my say. Like, you don't need a truck. You live downtown. You live in the beaches. Where are you going?
Yeah. To be honest, like, I rent in the beaches. Let me just put that out there. I'm not owning stuff in the beaches.
You rent in the beaches. Kay? And that's the thing. It's like, where are you going to bring your rental garbage to in the back of that truck? It's like, you rent. What do you have to haul? Yeah. If you rent, you don't have another property that you're cottaging at. So I've been razzing you. And I got to say, Adam, because it's outside right now, I think that this truck is kind of hot, and I want to say,
wow,
good job.
So you know what? You know what happened?
Tell me about your truck journey.
Here's what happened. Okay, it's not about the truck. It's about Jax's turnaround on the truck, because I can remember, and I just want you to know this. If you weren't here for this, I completely understand. When I first started floating the idea, Jax and TJ, and at the time producer Jesse, made so much fun of me.
Yeah.
And then what happened was, and this is what happens to you if you switch from a car to a truck or an SUV to a truck. Okay.
Yeah.
Everybody asked to borrow it at some point.
Yeah.
Now, what happened a couple of weeks ago with my previous truck, which my dad now has, passed it along because he loved it. He is now a truck guy.
Yeah.
My dad, who is never a truck person, is now a truck guy, a pickup truck. So I've passed that on to him. Jax borrowed it before I let it go.
Everybody in this room has borrowed your truck.
That's right. To help me move, or to help them move, right? It's always helping. And Jax, where did you take the truck?
I took it to the dump. And I had a wonderful time. And then immediately I went and upsized to a bigger car because, like, I get it now. Like, trucks are hot.
Well, you still got your Volkswagen Golf.
Still got my Volkswagen Golf.
But you're thinking about something a little bit with a little more space,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
This is the thing, right? So I just want to say here, forget the fact that it's a truck or whatever, and they're hard to get. Yeah. You know, you have to wait like 6 months to get one. I just want to say that I won. Truck people win. If you drive a truck, you win today.
I don't think
we have converted everybody.
I don't think that's what we're getting.
TJ, have you not looked into getting a truck?
I have, but then as somebody who's socially conscious, I thought maybe it's not worth burning a hole in the ozone.
I have an eco engine,
which is what you've done. So
I have an eco engine. Thank you.
My fiance is from Peterborough, so that means that at some point I have to get a truck, or I think she'll call the wedding off.
Yeah, that's true.
That's just I only know that because she said that to me directly.
Jax. You realize that you're going to have to take back everything now.
Okay, only because it's pride. Only because it's pride, right. And it's sunny and I'm in a really good mood will I say, you win. I'll say, I know.
I don't even need to win gay games now. Did I just win the truck debate?
You still have to win gay games.
No.
All heard it. I was right. This one time I was right.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Welcome to the gay games.
Yay! Yay!
All right, now Jax has got a few questions for TJ and I. I hope you picked your winner at 999999 to text, okay? Now, we've got people playing for us on the phone. Eventually. We don't have them yet. We normally should, but we forgot. I was too wrapped, I'm going to be honest with you, I was too wrapped up in winning the truck debate officially. It took 3 years, but I did it.
Staring at pictures of it on this phone.
100%. No, Jax is now a truck person, and
I'm
just thrilled. So basically, you still got an opportunity to win this thing. You text TJ or you text Adam at 999999. That is how you enter. Although, a little bribery doesn't help. You could tell us why. And the Lady Gaga tickets are up for grabs here. So Jax, start us with your first question, please.
All right, gentlemen. Toronto's gay village. It's quite a few blocks. But what is the most notable street?
TJ, Church Street.
Hey! Off to the races. T-gay. There we go.
I like that. Okay. I like that.
Question number two. Name the artist and song, Adam, if you can get this ready. Name the artist and song of this pride anthem.
Adam.
Okay.
Madonna Vogue.
Hey!
Thank you.
I have yet to get the music question right, and he gets them all.
This is a jam. Yeah. Oh. It's also voguing is a huge, huge,
never
huge
heard
type
of Madonna.
Of dance.
I always think that she's ripping off Lady Gaga.
Oh, no, don't. We're not. Not during Pride.
Stop
Keep
it.
That out of your mouth. Okay.
Stop it.
One and one. Question number two. Trans actor and Nova Scotian sweetheart Elliot Page is on what huge show these days?
Adam. TJ.
Adam.
Umbrella Academy.
Question number two. Oh, took a long sip of his coffee there.
Stop gulping on the air.
Okay. Sorry. Sorry. Just, you know, I'm ahead.
So if Ab gets this one right, he wins, right?
That's right.
And then I go punch air.
Yeah. Oh, it's about to get tense in here because TJ does not like to lose.
And this is an easy one. Okay?
All right, here we go.
Elton John, T teamed up with what major artist for a slight remix of Rocket
Man? TJ.
Damn it.
Dua Lipa.
Damn it.
TJ.
Yes.
TJ strikes again.
Whatever,
all right, all right, we're tied here.
Okay.
Damn it, I wanted that one. See, TJ, when he knows, he's so much quicker on the draw with his name, and it's and I respect it. I'm not complaining. I'm
well,
telling
it helps
you.
That my name is literally two letters.
Yeah. Well,
I can
say Adam pretty quickly. It's only like two syllables.
Well, now he's bragging.
All right, are you guys good? Are you guys good?
Yeah. Now we're ready. We had our discussion. We're good to go now.
All right, here we go.
Okay. What city and province is your favorite lesbian radio host that's in this room from?
TJ.
Adam.
TJ got it.
TJ.
Halifax, Nova Scotia.
No.
Dartmouth, Nova Scotia.
You had two answers there. Leah, come here.
No.
Leah.
No. I screwed up. I said Halifax. It's not the right answer.
It is Dartmouth, Nova Scotia. However, it's a part of the Halifax Regional Municipality. HRM. So here's what we're going to do.
Okay, yep.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to have the audience vote right now. Because we don't have our winners on the phone,
yeah,
right?
That's true.
Audience vote right now. Who wins the Lady Gaga tickets?
Ooh. I'm going to play. Good idea.
I'm gonna play Lady Gaga.
Oh.
And you're gonna feel this in your bones right now.
Ooh.
I want you to feel like when this song comes on at the concert, I want you to imagine how the audience is going to react. The screams. And it's just going to pulse through you. I want you to imagine being there. And I want you to vote right now. 999-999. Is it TJ who gets the win? Or is it me?
Dartmouth forever.
Jax and TJ and I have no idea who's won this thing. So you are, by the way, going to Lady Gaga. Congratulations.
Yay. Congrats, girl.
Unless you didn't pick me, in which case.
So who, you are among the winning vote category. Who was your vote for? Oh!
Okay.
Oh, my God!
Are we tied going into tomorrow?
This is the worst day of my life.
Oh, my God!
Two and two. Oh.
Congrats, Michelle. Enjoy!
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
There's some new rules coming to help Canadians with canceled and delayed flights, which if you've looked at the news at any point over the last few weeks to months, is good news. The Canadian government says up till now, the Air Passenger Protection Regulations required refunds to be provided for flight disruptions within the control of airlines. The new requirements will provide passengers with either a refund or rebooking at the passenger's choice when there is a flight cancellation or lengthy delay due to a situation outside the airline's control that prevents it from ensuring that the passengers complete their itinerary within a reasonable time.
Hmm.
All that word salad to say, yay!
Well, we're going to get our money back, but it doesn't mean we're going to get through the airport faster,
no.
Right?
Oh.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
fix the airport
we
first.
Don't,
yeah.
I don't want my money back. I paid the money.
Yeah.
I want to go on vacation.
It's funny because it's on TikTok or any social media feed you go on. Sometimes it's an absolute nightmare getting through Pearson.
And sometimes it's easy.
And sometimes it's super easy.
My girlfriend went through to Miami a few weeks ago with her girlfriends. They did like the trip that they were planning for April 2020. They finally got to do. And she was through in half an hour.
And Jax, you had like the opposite experience, did you know?
It was awful. I went to Nova Scotia, so I flew domestically, and it took me like 3 hours, like on the back and front. And I'm going to Atlanta next Thursday, and I'm terrified.
Love that for us. Amazon's Alexa may soon be able to mimic your dead relative voices. How's this, eh? They demonstrated it in a presentation in which a child asked, what did you say?
Nothing. I said, hi, Dad.
Did you have to do that?
Yeah, you know what? Did you have to pull the music down?
When you were gone a few weeks ago, I brought up grandmothers, and Jack said, both mine passed away.
Well, what do you want me to say? I'm not alive.
You don't have to say that.
Nanny and Grampy aren't here. Okay. Not everyone's over 30 with their grandparents.
This trending is off the rails. Okay. We've got to wrap it here.
Okay, all right. So in this presentation, the Amazon people had asked the child to get the voice assistant to read them a bedtime story, and they asked it for it in their late grandmother's voice, which they were able to do. According to TechCrunch, the Amazon team had archived the audio output by referencing just 1 minute of an individual speech. So all those times they're listening to you are finally going to pay off.
Hey, that's flipping weird, by the way.
Bizarre.
That's really weird. Do you want to know what else is weird? Let me tell you what really happens here at Virgin Radio. And you may find this funny, you may not. I'm not sure how our boss is going to feel about this, but we have a few people here who have lost parents, sadly, right? Oh. Jax is one of them.
Yeah.
And there are
do it.
Luke, producer Jesse, who used to be here, and who was the other person?
Shannon Burns.
Yeah. They all make, they used to get together and make jokes and make the rest of us uncomfortable. I just want you to know that this is what they do. And TJ and I would stare at them like aghast, like, I don't know what to do with this.
In
now.
Lost, there is unity, okay?
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
I would like to play a little game if we could.
Oh.
Not like Saw, you know, because that's how he starts it. I'd like to play a little game. That's not what I'm trying to do here.
What's this surprise game?
This is a surprise game. So Jax and TJ and producer Leah, you're all going to have to answer this, okay?
Okay.
And you're going to have to tell me what somebody's rating out of 10 would be after I tell you what the defect in their personality is. So you've seen this on TikTok. It's like, they're a 10, but, okay?
Yeah.
So you got to give me the rating out of 10, okay? And this, by the way, none of this has anything to do with looks. It's just bad habits that people have.
Oh, I love this.
All right?
Yes.
All right. So we got 5.
Okay.
So first one, they're a 10, but they drink Red Bull instead of coffee in the morning.
Ooh. That drops you a lot of points.
Does it?
Yeah, it does.
What's that? What's your rating out of 10? Some people will care. Some people will not care.
Brings you to a 2. I was sleeping with a girl who just always woke up. she always
a
woke
2.
Up.
Yeah.
She was so hot. She was a 10. And then she only drank Rockstar in the morning. And I was like, we can't do this anymore.
The number that comes to my head is 5.
5?
Yeah, but it's just...
You're dropping them 5 points?
Yeah. Your heart is going to stop one day if you keep drinking.
Yeah. You can't love that person
okay,
for too long.
Leah, give us the rating.
Yeah, around 6. Like, it's going to drop you some points there.
Okay. Number 2. They're a 10, but they use song quotes unironically in their Instagram captions.
Still a 10
for you.
Oh, yeah.
You don't care.
No.
All right, TJ's still a 10. There you go. Jax, what about you?
Oh, 1. None of that.
What? Jax, stop it.
Jax,
one.
You're so harsh.
One. I'm listening.
How are you the harsh one?
I'm not playing around. No song lyrics.
Uh-oh.
You'd rather none. Red Bull than song lyrics.
Okay, 3.
Okay.
All right, there you go.
TJ, that's three. Good.
Good call.
Producer Liam.
Depending on which song lyrics?
No.
Any song lyrics.
Drake's?
Unironically.
Doesn't matter.
Because people use it ironically and it's funny.
Chet Hanks. They post Chet Hanks song lyrics.
Yikes.
Even if they posted Drake ones that are good.
Okay. A 7. It's 7. Not that bad.
Okay.
Guys.
All right. Jax is.
Oh,
wow. I know.
The fun police over here.
Yeah, I know. Michelle had a lot of hoops to jump through, apparently. Damn. They're a 10. This is number 3. They're a 10, but they have essential oils and they charge their crystals in the sun.
Oh, no.
Oh, 15.
No, Jackson.
Oh, that's a plus for you.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Sounds grounded.
I'm gonna say 1 because I feel like based on my sign, they wouldn't be interested in me anyway. So I'm just trying to beat them to the point.
You're rejecting them first. Yeah. I gotcha. That's a 4 for me, by the way. No.
4.
Not into that at all.
Okay, now why is that? Tell me about that.
The crystals? Like, I just don't understand. What, you're relying on? No, it's not for me. Sorry, babe.
Jax, what is it with you? Why do you love it so much?
Because it makes people a little bit more grounded. They believe in something and they're passionate about something. I like that.
All
That's
right.
hot.
Okay.
All right. Number 4 here. Number 4.
All right.
This person you're dating. There's a new person that you're dating. They're a 10.
Okay.
But they call you wifey or husband material. But they still take more than a day to respond to your texts. So they say that, wow, your wife material or your husband material, but they still take more than a day to respond to your texts.
1.
It's a 1.
Yeah, the type of person I am, I need to build momentum through conversation to come off as charming. Otherwise, I'm not interesting enough to be, you know, a once a day text. You won't like me. So again, I'm beating you to the punch. I'm not liking
you're
you.
Ending it, you're ending it first. Yeah. Okay. Jax, what about you?
So they say that I'm like because
when you're early on, right? Yeah. You leave things on red a little bit longer because you're like, I'm gonna pretend I got more important things to do.
Okay, I'll go with 6.
6.
6.
Why 6?
Because I feel like it's not a big problem if it's early on. Okay. Big problem is it's like.
But they call you. They said, wow, you're wifey material.
Uh huh.
They've said some things.
There's other things. Okay. I got to worry about the crystals.
Producer Lee.
Yeah. They stay at 10 because I do that too. So we're one and the same.
All right. This last one's my favorite because I am definitely one of these, okay?
Okay.
They're a 10, but they're a car guy or a horse gal. And by the way, it can be horse guy too. I don't care.
I'm still a 10.
Still a 10.
Yeah. Yeah. I've always had a thing for horse girls.
Oh, no.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
All right. All right. Hey.
I think they're 12. Like, that means that they're more excited. They're passionate, again, about
passionate
something.
Passionate about something. I love
that. Yeah, they love that.
Okay.
Yeah.
You always roll your eyes when you listen to me talk about cars. I'm a car guy.
You and I have been married for too many years.
That's true.
You know what I mean? I'm tired of you.
You're tired of me. Yeah.
Well, for me, it sounds like this guy has a car. So I like
them. Are you in grade 12?
Yeah. Give us the rating. Yeah. Give us the rating.
Oh, 12, baby.
Yeah.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Let's say good morning to Tina.
Tina.
Hi,
Tina. Good morning.
Tina, Tina, Tina. We're on Ghosted. How are you?
I am... okay, I've been better, but I'm okay.
Yeah, and that's fair. I mean, listen, it's difficult to be on Ghosted for the first time on the radio, but here we are. So let's talk about why you're here. I've got it written down. Guy's name is Jason. You guys have been dating, and you call him your boyfriend, correct?
Yeah, I mean, and it hasn't been that long since I've heard from him.
Okay. How long?
Last time we talked was on Monday. In the past, like, we've gone a day or so without talking, so it's not, like, super, super alarming, but I don't know. I just feel, like, different, a little uneasy about this one.
You have a feeling in your gut.
Yeah. I don't know. He's just been acting super strange recently.
What's he been doing?
He's, like, started going to the gym all the time and has been, I don't know, like, grooming more, and
he is your boyfriend, to be clear, right?
Yeah,
like are
he
you
would
Facebook
say that
official?
yeah since like December.
Yeah, if you don't hear from your girlfriend / boyfriend
something's off
for 72 hours. Yeah,
okay,
all right. And there was no argument or anything? There was no fight?
No, not at all, like nothing. He's just, yeah, I have no clue. It's so strange. Like, I seriously just feel like he's just ghosted me.
The only way to find out is to call him. So we're going to play a song and we're going to be right back with you and we'll call him, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, welcoming Tina back to Ghosted. If you missed Tina's story, she's been dating a guy named Jason since December, hasn't heard from him since Monday. And you guys would consider yourselves boyfriend, girlfriend. So that's kind of concerning, right, Tina?
Yeah.
All right. So now when we make this phone call, you're going to be listening silently on the phone. The thing is, these answers can be pretty tough to hear sometimes. Are you sure you want to hear it?
Yeah. I mean, I guess, like, I mean, I don't want to hear it, but I feel like
But you need to hear it. Yeah. So make the phone call.
Hello?
Hi, is this Jason?
Yeah, who's this?
Hi, Jason. Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax from 99.9 Virgin Radio. Good morning. How are you?
Oh, hey. Not too bad. How about y'all?
Good.
We're good. Wanted to know why you haven't called your girlfriend lately.
Because I don't have one. I'm a little lost here. What exactly do you mean by girlfriend?
The name Tina, does that ring a bell?
Yeah, I mean, it rings a bell, but she's not my she's not my girlfriend.
Are you sure about that?
I'm pretty positive, you know. I'm single and mingling out here, you know. I don't really I don't want to be tied down, you know. This is the first time first summer, you know, COVID's really been free.
Chilling like a villain.
Hold on, Jason, have you not been dating somebody since like November, December?
I mean, we've hung out and stuff, but I wouldn't like classify it as like dating.
8 months,
you know?
Yeah, I wouldn't call it dating
Adam,
either.
Do you hear him? He's a free bird, okay?
Okay, all right.
He's a free bird.
Okay, so let me
I feel a little judgment coming.
Well,
coming from y'all.
Oh, good, you're picking up on that. That's great.
No, listen. Just saying, I'm just living my best life out here trying to do me, you know.
Maybe there's a misunderstanding.
Does Tina know that you feel this way?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not 100% positive. I mean, we never really had like a discussion on like what exactly we were. You know, we were just kind of hanging out, having fun.
Yeah.
You know, being young, wild, and free.
And you've told Tina none of this?
No, I didn't feel the need to. That just sounds like an unfun conversation, if I'm going to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I don't
know what
why.
They say. It's best to not have unfun conversations because they're not Gucci.
Did Jason just say that? What was all that like BS crap about wanting to be with me forever?
Ooh. Well, you know how it is when people have a few drinks in them. I mean, stuff just kind of slips out, you know, in the heat of the moment. I mean, I don't feel like that's something really you should hold against me.
Trash.
Jason, you got to explain this to us. Explain to the entire city. So you told Tina you wanted to be with her forever. You guys were girlfriend and boyfriend, and now you're saying that's over, and you didn't tell her, and you just stopped talking to her. Is that? Did I get that right?
I mean, listen. I mean, it's kind of
a yes or no.
I never remember putting like labels on it. But I mean, listen. I mean, it's 2022. Everybody's out there. You know, we couldn't really hang out in groups. I'm doing both of us a favor at this point, don't you think?
That's like word salad.
I want to save you from the Instagram comments, but I fear I can't.
Yeah. You're not doing yourself any favor. You're not saying answers. You're just kind of talking.
Tina, do you have anything you would like to add?
Yeah, like, you know, I feel like he made this point. Here's the thing. Like, let me make mine. Jason led me to believe we were in a monogamous, serious relationship from November, December, like early until now. And he's been leading me on the whole time. Now, he is a liar and a coward, and if anyone wants to entertain his, like, whatever, hot boy, summer, do whatever you want game, then they should also know that he has a little bit of a problem in bed.
Okay. Now,
that it's too big. I can't help
okay.
it.
No.
I can't
help it. No, stop.
Guys,
let's
just an
issue.
You know what?
I've had it
we'll
my whole
stop.
Life.
We'll end it there. As much as we try to keep identities private on this show, it's going to be difficult with Jason's accent. When he's out in public, pretty tough to hide that. So how about we leave it at that? TJ, anything to add before we go?
I want to know what the bedroom problem was.
No,
for real.
No,
we got to talk about that.
No. Take care.
Bye. Say it.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Before we do start the show, because we're getting out of here, Shannon Burns is taking over next. There's a couple of things I want to hit. Number one is this text message from Keith. Hey, Jax, it's been such a long time due to the pandemic since you have been able to celebrate Pride with everybody. It sounds like you're going to have a very busy time this weekend, starting tonight with that party that you're going to, which, by the way, is a Dolly Parton themed party.
Yeah, dance party.
And the band it will be playing is they're Shania Twain cover band, and they are called
the Shania Twain cover band called Shania Twink.
Shania Twain.
Yeah. I love it. Like
anyway,
I love it.
And really this text finishes with, I hope you have an awesome weekend of celebrations. That's from
so
Keith.
Nice.
Couple happy faces.
There's gonna be so many people from all over Ontario, all over the country, honestly. Some people even from New York coming up to celebrate the first in-person Pride in so many years. And I hope everyone is so safe and so vibrant and inclusive and has a wonderful time. It's going to be a really, really great weekend.
And we will miss you tomorrow, but I can't wait for your stories on Monday.
Listen, won't be here. I'm gay.
Gotta go.
All right,
but
so,
I love you guys so
producer,
much.
One more thing. Jax and Shannon Burns have a
radio
show.
Yes.
They actually have radio shows regularly, obviously, but they have a special one coming out on Sunday, and this is from 12 to 6.
We're going to be on from 12 to 6. Yeah, please join us. It's going to be the Virgin Radio Pride Party with myself and Shannon playing some of the biggest Pride anthems. We're going to be having a big old dance party playing some of the clips that Shannon's had with some of the biggest celebrities on the planet chatting about Pride. It's going to be a really nice time, so we'd love you to join us, dance along with us, and also join the party by texting us at 999-999.
That's really fun.
Yeah. You know what?
That's really fun.
Producer Lee, I'm going to pull rank on you here. Sorry.
What are you going to say?
Star of the show is our girl, Jax.
Man, I was going to say that.
What were you going to say?
Well, actually, I was going to say all of us because it's Pride Weekend, baby, and we're going to live it up.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay. What were you going to say?
Jax, as an honor for going into Pride Weekend, you have a long weekend ahead. TJ and I got you a gift.
What?
And that is another traffic.
No!
And you have to do it really good or Pride's off and it's your fault.
Oh my gosh.
We only do 40 of them.
Traffic never ends.
How are the roads?
Oh, we have some trouble though. Westbound 401 collectors near Yonge, there is a major closure happening. All lanes are blocked. Also, southbound DVP, past Bayview and Bloor, the two left lanes are blocked there as well. Any updates you have on your ride to work this morning, text me, 999-999.
Like your gift?
Do you want another one? We can get you another gift.
Yeah, we can get you another traffic.
Play traffic again. Let's
okay,
hear it.
Right, here we go. There you go. Here it is.
I'm going back into the closet.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.